Lule Sayrascha. It's not a solo, please have a terrible voice. Shava Shuvavaya Azavareti. Here we go. Now it's only three people. Lule Soyros Chavava Shavava Shuvava Zavareti Veyani. Hey, Lule Soyros Chavava Rabbi Simon from Yeshiva University, Imre Baruch, always starts the Negin with start of his mouth with a tefillah. First and foremost, it's really good to see everyone back. New faces, old faces, to be able to come back, to be able to learn Torah together. Probably top two highlights of my week. Shabbos nap after, that's definitely top one. Now it's number one. This is really, really right up there. Well, I would say 1B. So shkoyach everyone. I know everyone could be doing a million other things, and to come together it's very easy to put some shirim together, but to be able to learn it together, there's nothing like it. Our learning should be in zchus refuah shleima for Fega, Bas Amelia, Leah Nishmas, Baruch Tzibur Benosin, my grandmother's yahrzeit this Motzei Shabbos, Yehudas Bas Yosef Alevi. Also like to mention we're missing someone from our chever here, Moshe Rosenberg, who was unfortunately nifter a few months ago, but he was literally one of the pillars of the afternoon kollel. He should continue to be male tzosher for us and all of Klai Yisrael Mitzvah. If you look at page one, so we're learning this year Parsha gems. I'm going to try to just give five ideas on the Parsha and try to say them over, try to, at the Shabbos table, as we said, sometimes the Shabbos tables could be a little bit, say your vort, or you could go, you have a little extra time, so hopefully we'll say a little of each. The first idea comes to us from the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes was the second Ger Rebbe, whose grandfather was the Chidush Sharim. It was actually just by his kever, the Imre Emes in Yerushalayim. My first time there was very, very exciting. He's buried right behind the Shuk. I went there Hoshana Rabbah. Okay, so the Pasuk says, page one, Tov Resh Nun Vav. Lechacha Me'artzacha, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram Avinu, you should go away from your land, from your father's land. And the Sfas Emes picks up on the word Lechacha. Ki Adam Nikma Halech. The Pasuk says in Zechariah that a person is called a holich. A person is called a goer, a doer, a mover. But sarach le'olam lelech mi madrega le'madrega. Says this Vasem, a person constantly has to go forward. You can never stay still, right? The Mishnah says in Perkei Avos, if you stay still, you're going up or you're going down. There's no staying still. Va'ateva, va'afilu kishazoychan eze madregas va'avodah sabori, yisparach mikol makom gam bazeh ha'hergol nasa teva sheni. Says at the end of the day, even when you're going, a person constantly has to be continue to grow and grow and grow. So that's lech lecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling Avraham Avinu not just to leave his father's home, but he's telling them in life, in your avodas Hashem, always try to grow in your avodas Hashem, to increase your Torah, to go, to move forward. It's never just enough to be satiated. There's a great rabbi in North Miami Beach, I'm sure everyone here knows, Rabbi Shapiro, Rafaim Elio Shapiro. His father was Rav Mordechai Shapiro. I'm sure I'm talking to people who probably saw them with his own eyes. Yeah, I never met him before. So he's a sefer. They put together a sefer from him called Imre Mordechai. Mishpacha put together a sefer from Imre Mordechai. So we say in the pasuk and the halal says Yosef Hashem Aleichem, which is with pashup shot is that Kadosh Baruch Hu says that Kadosh Baruch Hu you should be with us. We should feel you. Says Imre Mordechai Shapiro, beautiful idea. He says Yosef. When you're trying to grow, when you're trying to increase and trying to be a better Jew, a better husband, a better friend, a better son, a better daughter, whatever it is, Hashem says, Hashem Aleichem. You're trying to grow, right? It's not the Pashup Shot. Everyone relax. There's not too many Pashup Shots with me. Right? Yosef, when you're trying to grow, you're trying to mosif aholich. Right? We're almost at a few weeks, will be in a month to be able to give the Hanukkah. When you're trying to grow, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm here for you. Hashem Aleichem. Right? The Gemara tells us, I believe in Malkus and other places, Habal the Taher, someone who comes to be purified, Mizayim or so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu help him. But we have to take the first step. Like, it reminds me of a movie on my childhood, the Mighty Ducks. There's three Mighty Ducks movies. Anyone familiar? I'm sure the Sfas Emes had this in mind when he wrote this. I believe this is in Mighty Ducks number one, I think. You know, it's the hockey movie, you know, the kids, you know what I'm talking about. So whatever, so the coach Bombay, Girsa Diankasa, he tells his son, tells one of the best players, the captain, he's taking the penalty shot, make the first move, Conway. Don't wait for the goal, right? He has a penalty shot, whatever. He said, don't wait for the goal he took to make the first move. You make the first move. You could Google it. You could look it up. Make the first move, Conway. This is exactly what the Sfas Emes says. Lechecha me'artzecha. You have to be mahalech, right? The malachim, they're called omdim. We're called mahalchim. We're called goers and doers. That's why the Tefer Shlomo, and then we're going to, you know, everyone sees there's only five pages, so how is he going to do everything in a half hour? I go off on tangents a little bit. The Tefer Shlomo of Radomsk, right? If you go into any shul, well, not in our shul, but in other places, it says, Lifnei Miyat Omid, right? You have to know, Da Lifnei Miyat Omid. Know before who you stand. Tefer Shlomo reads it like this. Da Lifnei Miyat Omid, know before who you stand. We stand before the Malachim. Because the Malachim, they're Omdim. They're Omdim. We come before the Omdim. Kodesh Baruch has a million Malachim. Kodesh Baruch has a million angels. But we're called doers. We're called Mahalchim. We're called goers and movers. At the end of the day, Da Lifnei Miyatah Omid. No, before who you stand before. That we stand before the angels. Kodesh Baruch wants to hear their Shira, but at the end of the day, he also wants to. We're on a higher level as well. Moving on to idea number two, beautiful Sfas Emes, Lechecha, to always be going and moving. Number two is the Divrei Yisrael of Majitz. Don't worry, for those people who think that I only know, or I'm only going to share Chassidus HaTorah, it's not true. You can look at the last two pages. We try to throw in a little bit from everyone as the Shem. Page two. Chazal tell us, the Gemara says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells to Avram Avinu, B'cha Chosmin, that that Klal Yisrael is going to daven, but B'cha Chosmin, they're always going to end off with your name, Avram Avinu. And says the Majitzer, a beautiful idea. Let's say the idea outside and then we'll see it inside. We know that Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, Ashoh Shadvarim Ha'olam Omid, Ala Torah, V'Alavodah, V'Agimilos Chasadim. Right? Three. Says the Divrei Yisrael, and this is really from the Maharal. I believe it comes from the Maharal. He says that the three pillars of what the world stands on are the three Avos. Avram is Gemilos Chasadim, Yitzchak is the pillar of Tfila. Right? Yitzchak was the carbon. The Gemara Brachas tells us, and Chavav, I believe, the carbonos were connected the Tfila, Machokas. And Yaakov, we know, is the Yishtam Oivam. But Becha Chosmin, what does Becha Chosmin mean? It says the Majitzer. Becha Chosmin means that your Midah, Avram Avinu, your Midah is going to be the Midah that's going to end off the Geula. The pillar of Torah is going to happen. And the pillar of tefillah is going to happen. But at the end of the day, you want to know what Becha Chosmin means? Becha Chosmin means Gemilos Chasadim is going to be the one that brings Mashiach back. If you look on the left-hand side, it says, V'zeh Perish HaKosav, V'zacharti Es Brisi Es Yaakov, Hainu Amud HaTorah. Right, we say these psukim a lot in Elul, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I remember the Bris of Yaakov, which is the Amud of Torah. V'af Es Brisi Yitzchak, Hainu Amud HaVodah. I mean, I remember the pillar of tefillah, pillar of HaVodah. V'af Es Brisi Avram Eskor. So interesting. And all the other brisim, says the Majitzer Rebbe, doesn't say Eskor. It says Eskor by Brisi Avram. Who Amr Gimilus Chasadim. This is the Amr of Gimilus Chasadim. Hainu b'ikvasu de Meshicha. She'ein banu koch v'tor v'avodah karoi. Maybe it's sometimes hard to focus on your learning. Maybe it's sometimes hard to focus on Shimon Esrei. But you know what we can do. You know what we can still do. Look at the Jewish people, Klal Yisrael. Look at 2019. What the chesed that's going on throughout the world. Af es brisi Avram, levad eskor. Hainu ha'amor gemilos chasadim. He said at the end of the day, if you don't have Torah, if you don't have tefillah, at the end of the day, we need all of them. But if we have chesed, we have everything. And if zeh she'omer Rashi, yochol yeh chosmen b'kulon, Rashi says on that, over there, In the parsha, Rashi says, you might think that I'm gonna that Klal Yisrael are gonna end off with everyone, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Perish Chosman, Hainu Chasima Vahasof, Ketzah Golios, which really means, doesn't mean you're Shmona Esrei. It means how to bring the end of the Geula, how to get out of Boca Raton. It's beautiful, it's very, very nice, but how to stay in Eretz Yisrael for good, Tamal Omer, Veheye Bracha, Bechach Osman, Ratzal Omer, Hachasima Vahaketz, Hagolos, Hainu, Be'ikifso de Meshicha, Shenismayet Levavenu, Ye'ikar Kiyam, Amadatah Ha'olam, Bechach, Hainu ba'amu gemul chasadim al yidei midas arvamina levad. So at the end of the day, Torah is gevaldik, tefillah is gevaldik. But what does it mean? Becha chosman. Becha chosman means the geula is going to end when Klal Yisrael gets along. Like the Gemara in Yuma tells us on Tess Amud Beis. The first base of Mitzvah was destroyed because of the big three, and the second was destroyed because of sinas chinam. When we start getting above ourselves, caring about other people. Then and only then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Oh, you finally get it. You finally get it." I saw a beautiful Tzvar Shlomo last week as well on Parshas Noach. You know, Chazal tell us that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to put the stamp down, the clamp, what was the sin? Well, two Rashi's. One Rashi says it was Gezel. One Rashi says Avodah Zarah. There's a new sefer called Koram from Rav Moshe, beautiful sefer. It's in the Beis Midrash. He goes to town and had to try to bring it. But let's focus on the Gezel. Right? Rashi says, the Makkah B'Patish, the last plunge was Gezel. Says the Tefer Shlomo over Dumps. A beautiful idea. A father can overlook maybe when people aren't nice to him. When the father, people, okay, a little Gilraiz, a little Shlomo Dumps, whatever. But the Sechin is Chinam. You're not getting along with your brothers and sisters? The Baal Shem says, no. And that's when he decided to bring the Malba. That's when he decided at the end of the day, it's time to start over. Because it's the whole idea, Bechal Chosman. That's what the Kutzker says. The whole point of all Sefer Bereishis, the whole point of Sefer Bereishis is teaching one thing. It's teaching Midos. It's teaching Derech Eretz. Right? You want to get to Shemos, you want to get to Matan Torah, first you got to go through Bereishis. First, the Kutzker says, first you got to know what it means to be a good, caring, kind, sensitive person. And I thought that's such a beautiful, beautiful word from the Majid Rebbe. Bechal Chosman, the Midah of Avraham Avinu will be the Midah that we need as Hashem to be able to bring the ultimate Geula. Moving on to page number 3. Page number 3 is the B'nai Soschar al HaTorah. He wrote a sefer called Agra Dekala. So the B'nai Soschar writes, on the pasuk it says, Vahi Ra'iv, right? Avram Avinu has to go down to Mitzrayim because there's a hunger. And we know Chazal tells us the Gemara Megillah, he quotes it over there. But the Gemara Megillah tells us that Ein Vayehi al Lashon Tsar. And anytime it says in the pot, right, usually this is very, very famous. We get to Vahi B'Me'ach HaShverosh, right? The Gemara has a whole Vahi. Vahi is a code word for something bad. Says B'nai Soschar, what's so bad? Avraham Avinu had to go. He had to go. Says the B'nai Soschar, such a beautiful idea. He says, you want to know what's Vahi? Vahi Rav, that he had to leave Eretz Yisrael. He had to leave Eretz Canaan. He had to go down to Mitzrayim. The first line. The Gemara Megillah says, anytime it says the word Vayihi, Vayihi is a code word for Tzara. Bekan gam ken vayhayosh hayarayav ba'aretz v'utzach Avraham Avinu latzeit n'eretz hakadosha. That you want to know what the Vayihi is, says B'nai Soschar? That he had to leave Eretz Yisrael. He had to leave home. It's very interesting, by the way. Chodesh Baruch Hu says, lachacha mi'aretzcha, go from your land, go to Eretz Yisrael. And then he tells them to go out of it. Like it's like you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu is playing games with you, right? You think HaKadosh Baruch Hu is playing games. Shuv pam shenis he covered harav barts. And then it happened again that he got the hunger got stronger. Lahoros to teach us. Ki kolz man shlo haya harav kaved kolkach nistapik Avraham Avinu b'muat v'lo azav shivas Eretz Yisrael. Says B'nai Soschar, beautiful. Even he goes deeper. Avraham Avinu, the first Rav, he was still able to handle it. He says, I'm not leaving Eretz Yisrael. But only when he got covered in Ma'od. And he sparsh tevas ki b'loshun kasher, Rav Tzolomar, kasher hichbid Rav. Oz hayim ruchach leisam Eretz Yisrael. So it shows Avraham Avinu loved Eretz Yisrael so much. Right? Not only did he have to leave Eretz Yisrael, but he waited until he really, really, really had to. until the LL agent really told him, okay, it's time to be able to leave. I was zocher to be there a few weeks ago for Yontif. To get on that plane, it's a gut punch. Leave Eretz Yisrael. My wife thinks I'm crazy when I go right before I go into the airport. I have my wheelie. By the way, getting your credit card out of that thing and it's very complicated. I don't know what they're doing in over there, but here in America, you know, it's very easy. Here, I guess Kachrish Baruch doesn't want you to leave so quickly. Last time I was there, I got it stuck. I had to press the red button. It was crazy. So I got there and the answer says, kiss the floor. We have to leave. Al Ravino had a rav. He didn't leave. Only when his rav covered. He picks up on the only one who was covered did he leave. By the way, parenthetically, there's a very, very nice Vilna Gaon, Rabbi Radinsky. We had a few years ago here, right? I remember, I don't know if everyone remembers, we used to have the kol used to be, in the like it was the opposite, right? The Divrei Torah were from the back, whatever. So I remember Rabbi Radinsky, I was sitting right over there. So he says a beautiful idea in his Sefer Mishkan Betzal, still waiting for Dvarm. So anyone from here from Muncie was still waiting for Dvarm to come out. So he says, why is it that Vayehi is Lashon Tsar? Right, the Gemara says in Megillah, Vayehi is Lashon Tsar and Vahaya is Lashon Simcha. This has nothing to do with the B'nai Saskar, but it has to do with the word Vayehi and Vahaya. So I didn't do so well in Yeshiva University, in Hebrew 501, whatever. I didn't do well. I actually had to take a semester off, because I'm so, whatever, not for now. Vayehi, let's look at the word. Yehi is futuristic. Yehi is it shall be. Vayehi, where it goes, it makes it past. So future to past. What's v'haya? Haya is, it was, right? Haya is was. V'haya means it will be. Says the Vilna Gaon, a beautiful insight. He says that it's all about what you do with that vav. Vayehi, if you make your past, yehi, your future into your past, okay. That's you're not doing anything with that. It's lashon tsar. V'haya, you take your haya, you take your past, and you make it v'haya. You make your future. You use your past to be able to help you grow. Use your past experiences. Right? That's what Tshuva Me'ava is. Tshuva out of love. You take your past experiences. You change your haya into vahaya. That's Lashon Simcha. That's Lashon Simcha. When you take your past, you take your haya, and you make it vihaya. And you make it, and you understand that at the end of the day, that everything you go through is an experience for you to be able to grow. That's Lashon Simcha. Again, nothing to do with the Agra or the Kala. But at the end of the day, I wanted to be able to say that. I said last year, we said this. I'm going to say it again because I think it's important. Especially Rabbi Goldberg. Rabbi Goldberg, I don't know if on Mondays he's quoting Chassidus the Torah, but I can tell you that he's drinking the juice. Baal Shem Tov and Negra, I guarantee you in Shemaim, they're learning, it's the same Torah. If you look at the Svarim of the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, the Svarim of the Magid, and the Svarim of the Nefesh Chaim, okay, they might say things a little differently, but they're all saying the same thing. So people think that the people who follow Vilna Gaon, they're not so besimcha. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, yeah. When's the Vilna Gaon's yahrzeit? Right, it was just Sukkot. Zman Simcha Seinu. Right, you think that only Hasidim know how to be besimcha? Zman Simcha Seinu. When's the Baal Shem Tov's yahrzeit? Shavuos. Right, Matan Torah. Oh, a Chassid doesn't know how to learn. All he's doing is staying in Sfardus the entire day. The Baal Shem Tov says, yeah. At the end of the day, you'll see. I'm not saying that that's pshat, but that's definitely something that I think about a lot. Okay, I'm not sure how we went there, but moving on to idea number four. Idea number four from the Chavetz Chaim al Torah. So for all those chevra over there who think that we're only going to learn Chassidus this year, this is also beautiful. Chavetz Chaim is a beautiful, beautiful piece. After Avram Avinu wins the war with the four kings and the five kings, he says, "Biladai rak asher achlu hanorim." Right? He says, "I'm not going to take a string. I'm not going to take anything." Right? The Gemara says that because he said that, right? He was zochah to mitzvah tzitzis and mitzvah tefillin. But he says such a powerful, powerful teaching. So I'm going to say it outside. That we'll say it inside. Chavetz Chaim says, "Biladai, I'm not going to take anything from the spoils. Me, but the chevra that I'm with, they're going to take." He says, "Sometimes in life, says the Chavetz Chaim, we're so quick to be so frum." So religious, Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam Tzfilin, and I'll be so frum, and I'm going to make my wife's life a living craziness. He says, "You want to be so frum? It's gevaldik. Keep your frumness to yourself," says the Chavetz Chaim. Keep your frumness to yourself. Reminds me when I first got married, my wife, I keep Rabbeinu Tam, and my wife says, like, "It's very nice, but like, I didn't sign up for that. I didn't see that in the ksuva." We had to ask a shaila. And the Leitzah, she doesn't keep her Beit HaTam. And that's the Shaila. She said, it's very nice, you want to be frum, but after Shabbos, I want to clean up. I want to put the dishwasher on. And I don't want to look at it, this for another half hour. It's Gevaldik. I don't have to come home for an extra half hour. It's great. Do bedtime, it's beautiful. Beit HaTam is the past. But at the end of the day, that's exactly what the Chofetz Chaim says.
What was this?
The Psak? Psak was, she doesn't have to keep her, she doesn't have to keep her Beit HaTam. And that was the Psak that I got. I'm not opposing for anyone, that's the Psak that I got. Says Avram Avinu, for me, I'm not going to take it, but don't worry, the Chever over here, says Chofetz Chaim, it's so, by the way, it's such an interpersonal, such a sensitive matter. When your Ben Adol Malkum is your Ben Adol Malkum, but you make sure that it doesn't get it in the way of your Ben Adol Mechaver. Let's see it inside. Kavanas Ateva Beladaihi says, what's the word Beladai teaching us, says Chofetz Chaim? Perek Yudal, Pasuk Chav Dalet. L'lamneinu shela asma hechmir Avram Avinu b'yoser. Avram Avinu himself was putting a chumra on. You wanted to tell the king of Sodom that he wasn't going to take a string or anything from a shoelace. Nothing. Ulam ben Ogel and Arav Anashim shalchu ito. But for the chever that went with him, the soldiers, his chever that helped them win the war, maybe Eliezer, lahem lo hechmir. Hem yikul chelkam. They were going to take their spoils. And they were going to take their portion. L'alamercha, says the Chofetz Chaim, she'harashus b'yad ko'echa l'hachmir l'atzmo, v'lo l'achirim. And you take upon yourself a chumrah. It's beautiful. It's very nice. But don't make sure that it doesn't come at the expense of someone else. Make sure your frumness doesn't come at the expense of someone else. Ben Adam Lach is beautiful. And make sure it doesn't come at the expense of Ben Adam Lachavir. By the way, this guy, I think this goes very well with who wrote this Dvar Torah? Chofetz Chaim. Rav Huttner writes in one of his letters, Rabbi Razer loves saying this, by the way, Rabbi Razer coming in February. Very excited. Rabbi Razer quotes from the Pachad, Yitzchak Rav Huttner, says, what was the godless of the Chofetz Chaim? The godless of the Chofetz Chaim was that the same pen that authored the Mishnah Brura, Ben Adol Lamakom, was the same pen that authored Chofetz Chaim, Hilchos Lashon Hara. Now at the end of the day, it wasn't just one category for him. He understood that it's all about both. Ben Adol Lamakom and Ben Adam Machavera. I always like to say that over by the end of Parshas Mishpatim, right? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe that he should sprinkle the blood on Klal Yisrael and sprinkle half the blood on the Mizbeach. So Rashi says, if you look in Parshas Mishpatim, Rashi says that a Malach came down to split up the blood. So I've heard in her ass, what's Peshat? Moshe Rabbeinu is Moshe Rabbeinu. Why didn't he need a Malach to come down to split the blood at Har Sinai? And the Matan Torah, to sprinkle half the blood on Klal Yisrael and half the blood on the Mizbeach. It says, Rav Huner, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show at Matan Torah, the ultimate timer, everyone is always going to look back, that they're both the same in his eyes. The Ben Adol Lamakom, the Mizbeach, and the sprinkling on Klal Yisrael, the Ben Adol Mechavero, they're both equal. And that's why Rav Huner says that's the godless of the Chofetz Chaim. And this is really what how the Chofetz Chaim lived his life. And this is exactly the Vort. By the way, it's so beautiful when you see the Vort in the person, right? The Bartanur says, Hu Hay Omer, but in Pirkei Avos, right? It's not something that people just say. Hu Hay Omer, the Bartanur says, it's something who they were, something that they lived by, something that they, that was their essence. It's very nice to say good Torah. But when they lived by their Torah, that's the greatest. And literally, this is the Chofetz Chaim, this is how he lived his life. Finally, fifth and final idea, then we'll do a little recap. Oh, we'll try. I'm not sure if we're going to get all the tangents on the Mighty Ducks and my wife's complaints when we got married. Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Gimel. The end of Shishi. Vahi Avram ben Tishim Shana v'seis Shana v'ayir Hashem al Avram. Ayomer Elav, ani Kael Shakai, Hisalach l'fana v'heyei Samim. You should come in front of me, you should be perfect. V'ena brisi b'ni v'necha v'arba oscha b'mo ba'od. And suddenly, Vahi pol Avram al panav, Vahidveri tol elokim leimor. Avram falls on his face, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu speaks to him, saying, Rashi says, Vayipol Avram Alponov, Mimora Shechina. Right? That's what it says over there by the Meshachma. Why? Why did he fall on his face? From fear of the Shechina. She'ad shelo ma'al, lo haya bal koach la'amod baruch ha-kodesh nitzavas alav. Until he got his bris milah, he wasn't able to stand in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now let me ask you a question. If you look at the whole parsha Zechariah, by the way, it's a law, it's like five aliyahs. Avraham Avinu is having a conversation with the Ribbono Shel Olam. What's over here It says here, oh, Mimora Shechina, Sha'aloma, Lohayab Koch, Lama, Baruch, Yoshin, Sevazalah. But the whole time, the whole word before, the five aliyahs before, five and aliyahs, he's tithing it. He's totally good. And he didn't have a bris milah then. He didn't have a bris milah. He wasn't circumcised then. So says the Mehash Chacham, such a beautiful idea. He says, you have to look when he was commanded. He was commanded right here in Pasuk Beis, in Aleph and Beis. His Hadach Lefinah Vahei Tomim Ve'enel Re'abrisi Be'enu Ve'enech Ve'ar Be'otchem Ma'od. Avram Avinu, he waited, right? We know the whole story. It's what's his name who told him to be able to wait, because it's a one-time mitzvah. Once he did, he can't go back. It's greater to, the Gemara says, the Kiddush is greater to be commanded to do a mitzvah than to do a mitzvah not be commanded. Tosa says that because you have the Yetzirah. Says Rav Shachma, you want to know why he went down right here and he Mashmar Shechina? Because he wasn't commanded yet. Once he was commanded, that's when he says, I can't stand in front of the Bona Shom. Right? And he goes through a whole din of an Ara, a little lundus over here. Well, let's see it inside. Page 5, second line. Rashi quotes the Medrash, the Pirkei Dibrei Elazar. But Perushu al derech mad isa ben seches Yuvamos. Gemara tells us in Yuvamos Peches. The Orel Aser lechol v'lasso betruma rak shlo bezmana kodem ches ena orla. He says Gemara says in Yuma. Excuse me. Gemara says in Yuvamos that an Orel is Aser to eat and to get benefit from truma. When they don't have the bris milah, kodem ches ina arla. But when a person is in that status, that those 8 days, they're not an arel yet, because the chiyuv, the obligation only kicks in. Well, now we're getting a little lumdus here, a little brisk. It only kicks in only once you get that the chiyuv. The chiyuv only kicks in the 8th day. Came shidul yisham, became pesach rabbeinu haramam, but daka kodem shmona de lo have kivagilti ba bar meila mishumakom. He goes in the whole thing over here. Where it's not a halacha shir, but lemaisa, he says that before the 8 days, a person can have truma, because they don't have a din orel. They don't have a din of someone who wasn't. They weren't mechayev. They weren't chayev. Says the same thing by the Meshech Chacham. It says right here. V'lachin kodin huskar tivu Hashem lamo etzay shul nivra lo haisa meusar alav haya omer shin omer alav. Avram Avinu didn't look at his arelus. He didn't look at his non-bris milah status in a disgusting way, because he wasn't commanded. He wasn't commanded yet. But when the Rabbeinu Shem said, I want you to be perfect, I want you to come into my bris, then it's stava limo. And that's the exact commandment to get his bris milah. Shuv hava arla, ma'akva ma'usaha arla, mishim hachi, says the Mesh Chachma, you want to know at the end of the day why he only fell now? Because he only got that chiyuv status now. And before that, he didn't get his chiyuv status. He was like a din of someone in the 8 days. He didn't have that chiyuv there. So I always thought that's literally one of my favorite Mesh Chachmas. Because at the end of the day, why wouldn't he be dropping down to the four? So let's just review these five ideas. We started off the Sas Emes, Lech Lecha. A person always has to be a holik, right? For the people who need, like, just to say a 10-second Dvar Torah, Lech Lecha, Chadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be a holik. Chadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be a mover, a doer, always trying to grow, right? We say from Ephraim Shapiro, Yosef Hashem Aleichem, Yosef, when you're looking to grow, Hashem says, Hashem Aleichem, I'm going to be there to help you. Like Gemara says in Makos, Abal Attire, you come to be purified, you take the first step, Conway, Mighty Ducks, Messiah or so, then Chosh Baruch says, I'm going to help you. Number two, from the Divya Yisrael Majitz, he said from the Majitzer, Gemara says, Chosh Baruch, Rashi quotes it, that the Chach Osman, that with you, Avram Avinu, we're going to end off Shmon Esrei, the first bracha. But says the Majitzer doesn't just mean Shmon Esrei, it means the ultimate Geula. Right? And there are different calculations of when the pillar of Torah was until, when the pillar of Tefillah was until. But the Chach Osman says the Majitzer, Eskor, and in the times of Mashiach, the times of Ikta Mashiach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, how are you acting? How are you acting amongst each other? Right? Are you being a little more kind, a little more sensitive, a little more caring? And that's exactly why he said from the Tefer Shlomo, that's exactly what put the Rabbonu Shem over the top by the Mabel. Tefer Shlomo says a father can overlook a lot of things. When the children aren't getting along, they're not being kind to each other, and there's Gezel, There's zero respect. Then Kosh Baruch says, enough is enough, and he wiped them out. Page 3, we start with the Bnei Yisachar, Vayihi Rav Ma'od, when there was a Rav, that Avraham Avinu only left when he had to, that he was covet, only when it was covet. Oh, wait, there was two times it says in the Pesukim that there was a Rav. Only when it was covet, that's when he left. Only when it's covet, because he loved Eretz Yisrael so much, Az Hayam Ruchach Li Lakhli Yisrael Eretz Yisrael. And then we said the whole Dvar Torah from the Gra, of why Vayihi is Lashon Tsar, Vahaya is Lashon Simcha, Vayihi is taking your past into your, he's taking your future to your past, Yihi is Vayihi, Vahaya is Haya to Vahaya, of past to your future. Because a Jew's life, and a Jew's mission, as the Rebbe like to say, our goal in life, is to take our past experiences, and to learn from them, and to be able to grow from them. And that's exactly why Vahaya is Lashon Simcha. On the fourth idea, we said from the Chavetz Chaim al Torah, Biladai Rak Asher Achlu Anorim, he tells Melech Sodom, hey, Mr. King, I'm not going to take any of your spoils, not even a shoelace or a string. But my chevra over here, they're just going to do their thing. They're going to take their spoils. And Chavetz Chaim says this is exactly the war, how a person has to live their life. You take upon yourself a chumrah, it's beautiful. Make sure it doesn't come at the expense of someone else. And that's why Rutner said that. There was the godless of Amram Avinu was, godless, excuse me, of the Chavetz Chaim, that the same pen that wrote Mishabrura, Ben Adol Makom, or Rechaim, right? The same pen wrote Ben Adol Makom, the same pen wrote Ben Adol Machaveru, Hilchos Lashon Hara. And that's how the whole vort from Rav Avner said by Matan Torah, when the Malach had to come down to show that Ben Adol Makom and Ben Adol Machaveru are both equal in their Bonashim's eyes. And finally, the fifth and final idea we saw from the Meshech Chachma of Meir Simchav Dvinsk. But why is it that Avraham Avinu only fell on his face then, but the whole parsha he's standing up in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because he was only Mitzuvah then. Once he was mitzuvah, then he had become a din orel. Then he couldn't stand in front of the Bona Shem anymore. But the first 5.5 aliyahs, he wasn't. He was like that baby that before the eighth day. He, at the end of the day, he didn't have that status of being mechayev. We should be zoch to take these ideas into our life. And Bez Hashem, the more we work to try to work and always trying to be growing and doing our best, a little more kind and sensitive, loving Eretz Yisrael, doing our best to be able to take our past to help us in our future, to be able to make sure we take our chumas in our lives, but make sure it doesn't come at the expense of others. And Be'ez Hashem to always to understand to do a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzah whenever we can. We should be Be'ez Hashem to see a Kadosh Baruch Hu soon. Yishlam Yer Kodesh Be'ez Hashem. Thank you so much. Yeah.